This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root was on fire until the Democrats started stealing the election. I was on the money with everything I said. I predicted an electoral win for Trump. I predicted a pretty wide electoral win for Trump. I predicted there would be no blue wave. There might be a red wave. There was no Democrat takeover of the Senate. Republicans gained seats in the House. We gained, I think, 16 women in the House. We did good locally in Las Vegas. We did really good. We elected some judges, some state assemblymen, some state senators. We did good. And the question is, are we going to lose the presidency? If we had won last night with Trump, which we did, we won last night with Trump, then we lost this morning with Trump, and now it's up in the air. We don't know what's going to happen. Now, Biden's declared victory. It's not a victory. This is far, far from over. Far, far from over. All I could tell you is, in 2016, because my background is as an odds maker and a sports bettor, I watched the betting numbers move in 2016, and it proved to me that bettors know so much more, in-game, live, about a political event than the actual political commentators and all the blowhards on TV. And even though for hours they still thought Hillary had a chance to beat Trump in 2016, the betting odds went from 6-1 for Hillary to 4-1 to 2-1 to 1-1, even money, then to 2-1 Trump, then 4-1 Trump, 6-1 Trump, 10-1 Trump, and pretty soon they were like 50-1 and 100-1 Trump, meaning Trump was the only one who could win and Hillary was dead. And at the moment it was clear Hillary was dead, according to bettors, on TV they still thought Hillary was going to be the winner. They couldn't believe it. They were in denial. They were delusional. Fast forward to last night. Trump enters the race a 2-1 underdog, somewhere around 2-1. Some places actually 2-1, a little bit more than 2-1, and some places plus 176, almost 2-1. Once I get off the air last night, within about a half hour, it didn't look good, by the way. Trump was losing in Florida. Trump was not doing well, really, anywhere in the country, especially well. And all of a sudden, a few signs showed that we were making a big comeback and things looked good. And at that moment, Trump went from a 2-1 underdog to even money to a slight favorite, minus 120, then minus 130, then minus 150, a moderate favorite, then minus 175, then 2-1 favorite, then 3-1, then 4-1, then 5-1, then 7-1, and then 750 to 100, and then 8-1. And at that moment, it was clear he was going to win Florida, but Fox refused to give him Florida. And it was clear he was making a comeback. He was going to win Texas. He was finally ahead. They refused to give him Texas. And it was clear he was going to win Ohio, and they refused to give him Ohio. Fox News changed the entire perception of the election. They made sure that at all times, Biden was in the lead with electoral votes on the screen to make you believe in a fraud. Just like the pollsters, including the pollsters at Fox News, worst polls in history, Fox News and NBC News, Wall Street Journal polls. Even though all of them showed Trump losing big, which he didn't, and losing battleground states, which he didn't, until there was theft. Look at my predictions. A lot of them thought he was going to lose Texas. I said he'd win Texas easily. He did. I said he'd win Florida like in a landslide. He did. They all thought he'd lose Florida. All the experts and all the pollsters said he might lose Georgia. He's won Georgia. They said he'd lose North Carolina. He's behind. I said he'd win it. He's winning it. They said he'd lose Ohio. I said, no, he's going to win Ohio, and it's going to be big. He won it. And it wasn't even that close. All the states he needs to win, he won. He won Texas. He won Florida. He won Ohio. He won Georgia, he won North Carolina, and he was leading in the entire Midwest, and he had to win Pennsylvania, and it looks like he's won Pennsylvania, although Democrats are trying to steal that, too, but I think that one he's going to win. He was 700,000 votes up last night, and Fox refused to call it. They're just waiting. It's like they have a deal with the Democrat Party. They were told beforehand, wink, wink, nod, nod, don't call any of these states because we're going to steal them, so don't say a word, and we'll make you look smart by not calling them. But they called Arizona and Virginia. Well, Trump was in the lead in Virginia for another 3 hours. And Arizona, which isn't done yet. As a matter of fact, a lot of people believe, smart people, Trump's about to win Arizona. If Trump wins Arizona and keeps Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, he's the president. For those of you who believe the lying mainstream media that it's over, it's far from over. First of all, they stole Michigan. They stole Wisconsin. We're going to take them to court, and they'll wind up in the Supreme Court. This is all about ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots with fraudulent signatures and illegal aliens voting and no voter ID and letting anybody vote who doesn't exist, dead people vote, mentally ill vote, felons voting. This is an incredible display of a banana republic in the United States of America. But I just want to point out, all the polls were wrong about every state. Trump won every state I said he'd win, and the polls showed he'd lose every one of those states. I made my prediction in the face of every poll showing Trump losing by 10, and I said, no, he's going to win the Electoral College. And he's liable to still win the Electoral College. Right now, if everything winds up exactly the way it is now, if Trump wins North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Biden's allowed to keep Wisconsin and Michigan, and Trump wins, excuse me, and Biden wins Nevada and keeps Arizona, if everything stays exactly the way it is now, Biden would win the presidency 270 to 268. That's my math. 270 to 268. He stole Nevada if he wins Nevada with illegal aliens voting in Las Vegas. He stole Arizona with illegal aliens voting in Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona, Clark County here in Vegas. That means the entire election came down to if he won either Nevada or Arizona, either one, even if he keeps Michigan and Wisconsin, which are total theft, total complete fraud. Right in front of our eyes, in the middle of the night, they stole the states. Even if Biden keeps those, if Trump wins or had won either Arizona or Nevada, not both, one, he's the president of the United States. He wouldn't even need to flip Arizona. It could stay Biden. He'd be the president if he wins Nevada. And that means that the whole election came down to two thefts in the middle of the night, the most obnoxious, in-your-face, arrogant theft in the history of America, which is going to cause unrest in the streets, but it's not going to be what they thought. It's not going to be liberal unrest in the streets. None of us are going to accept this election decision. We will not accept it. Pure theft, that's number one. And number two, forgetting about pure theft is counting and saying Trump won Wisconsin, excuse me, Biden won Wisconsin and Michigan. That means that Biden won the election because of Nevada and Arizona, either one of them, but both of them involved massive illegal alien voter fraud in two cities and two counties, Clark and Maricopa, Las Vegas and Phoenix. Take away illegal aliens voting illegally in those two places, Trump wins Arizona, Trump wins Nevada, and Trump's president of the United States without Michigan or Wisconsin. Now, here's the good news. Assuming Trump holds Wisconsin, he's declared himself the winner of Pennsylvania today. Assuming Trump holds Pennsylvania, and he's declared himself the winner of Pennsylvania. It gets very confusing. There's a lot of states here. 50 states to talk about. But assuming he wins Pennsylvania, and assuming he holds North Carolina, and it looks like he won Georgia, for sure. Assuming all that happens, he just needs Arizona, and he wins the election. Biden doesn't get to 270, and Trump does. And Trump's campaign manager, Bill Stepien, mentioned today he believes that when the final vote is in, they believe that we win Arizona by 30,000 votes. That Fox News had no right to call it. I'll get back to that in a minute because that's where I was in my discussion of what happened last night. But I want to read you this story. Data Orbital estimates Trump will estimates Trump will carry Arizona. Data analytics research firm Data Orbital is estimating that Donald Trump will carry the state of Arizona. This breakdown is in line with what we're estimating and why we believe Donald Trump will carry Arizona, the firm tweeted Wednesday afternoon. The ballots left are heavily Republican, will break in his favor. We estimate 500,000 outstanding ballots. Data Orbital's tweet was in response to one by NBC News' Vaughn Hilliard, who gave an update on the estimated number of Arizona early ballots. And they said, These ballots are heavily Republican, will break in his favor. We estimate 500,000. Data Orbital also stated the analysis and outstanding ballots, mostly being from Maricopa and favoring Biden, misses a huge factor. At least 250,000 of the remaining ballots have a Republican advantage of 20%. Unlike in other states, late earlies will favor Trump. Nate Silver appeared to agree. He said, here's what's left. Nate Silver is a very famous pollster who's usually wrong about everything. Whenever he predicts Democrats to win, he's wrong. Here's what's left to count in Arizona. At first glance, Nate says, this would seem quite bad for Trump since it's largely mail ballots, but mail ballots that arrived late in the process are considered more Republican by party administration than the ones that arrived earlier. ABC News reported as well, Arizona is now undecided. Undecided. So Arizona's race not yet projected, votes still being counted. So now let me get back to what happened last night. Just like in 2016, the bettors were going wild, and it looked like a Trump landslide all over again, electoral landslide all over again. Every state was looking Trump, 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 Trump. Trump had Michigan. Trump had Wisconsin. Trump got Iowa. Trump had Pennsylvania. Trump had a landslide in Florida. Trump had Georgia. Trump had North Carolina. And all Trump had to do was finish Arizona, and it would have gone to Trump like 100-1. It would have been over. But Fox News at that moment called the race for Biden. They had no right to call the race. And it turns out there was a data error. At the moment they called it prematurely, they said 98% of the vote was counted when in reality it was only 86%. They had no right to call the state. They changed everything by calling Arizona for Biden quickly, way too early. And by choosing to wait forever to give Florida to Trump, Texas to Trump, and Ohio to Trump, and then never counting Georgia, never counting North Carolina, never counting Wisconsin, never counting Michigan, never counting Pennsylvania, Fox News tried to put this game in the hands of Joe Biden and keep him alive last night, changed everything, just like their polls changed everything. Lies. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value, so you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
If you still don't understand what I'm talking about, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, everything, and I mean everything that was done for the last few months, was about the media in cahoots with social media, in cahoots with the Democrat Party, to try and make, first of all, to shield Joe Biden. I mean, we, you know, if Biden's the president, we've just elected an old, feeble, weak man who doesn't know where he is half the time, who needs a sign around his neck saying, I'm Joe Biden, please bring me back to the White House. If he ever wanders out the White House door, he'd be lost, wouldn't know what his name was or where he was. Like an Alzheimer's patient, you got to put a sign around his neck. And his partner in crime is a communist, literally a communist, who screwed her way to the top by having sex with a married man, Willie Brown. Got all her jobs that way. And she's a communist to the left of Bernie Sanders. And he's held hostage by the communists because he won't be president for 5 minutes before Kamala takes over. That's what was just elected president of the United States. By the way, they both got the most votes in history. And that means Biden got the most votes in the history of the presidency. That's how smart Americans are. They voted for a moron who's brain dead, who's got dementia, who's feeble, who's old, who's weak, who doesn't know where he is, who introduces his granddaughter as his grandson, his wife as his sister as his wife, and announces that he's Joe Biden sometimes. Not Joe Biden, he's Jill Biden. That's who we just elected with the most votes in history. The average American has no idea there was a laptop with his son's pornography on it, his son's underage girls on it, including relatives underage, naked, and the son naked, doing himself with a bong and with crack cocaine, and they don't know that Joe Biden is owned by the Communist Party of China, and that the Communist Party of China is involved with all of this operation. I guarantee you they gave his money in August, September, and October, he had the most money ever raised in the history of politics, and he blew Trump away. How's that possible? Democrat voters have no money, and they're home from COVID, they're broke, they've got nothing. Where did he get the money from? Oh, I forgot. They have to say where they're employed. Just about 50% of all the people that gave money to Biden said unemployed as their profession. Unemployed. That's Chinese communist money, or maybe it's Mexican drug cartel money mixed in. Because the two groups that will benefit if Biden is president is the Mexican drug cartel can get all the drugs and all the people and all the young kids, all the pedophilia, all the child human sex trafficking, all the women across the border they want now. He'll take down the wall. He'll stop the border patrol. He'll defund ICE. And the border's wide open. And the Mexican drug cartel is in business. And then, of course, China benefits because Trump was screwing their economy and destroying them. And first they sent COVID to destroy our economy and ruin Trump's reelection. And then COVID was used by the Democrats to create mail-in balloting for every state and win the election. And now the Chinese communists will take over everything. This is what you elected as president, you brilliant people. It is so frightening. And you threw out, if this holds, you threw out the guy who created the greatest economy in perhaps history. And then created the greatest economic growth post-COVID in history. The greatest economic growth in a quarter in the history of America, 33% economic growth. You threw him out in favor of the guy who likes to defund the police, wants to disband ICE, wants the border open, wants to give free health care to illegals, wants a Green New Deal to dismantle oil and kill fracking. He'll destroy the entire economy and take away all the jobs. Stock market will crash. Your assets are worth nothing. You might as well throw your business in the garbage pail. That's who you pass. But wait, it gets better. We retained the Senate. There was no blue wave. It was a red wave. We won all kinds of seats in the Senate, in state legislatures, in governors, in senators. In Las Vegas, we won two great state senators, Carrie Buck and, I can't remember why I'm not remembering the name. She's a friend of mine. I can't remember the name. I'm drawing a blank. April Becker. Carrie Buck and April Becker both appear to be winners of the state Senate. We elected a bunch of new people. So you're telling me people voted for down-ticket Republicans, but they didn't vote for the guy at the top of the ticket who's done everything for America and who fought in the last weeks like no one in the history of the world ever fought? Really? You don't find that hard to believe? I find it real hard to believe. And you know what's the greatest coincidence of all time? I've been alive 59 years. Not once in 59 years has an election ever been decided where we went to bed, where a Republican was losing, and when we woke up, the Republican won. And thousands or hundreds of thousands of ballots materialized out of the blue to elect the Republican. Funny how it only happens for one side. Whenever you go to bed with a Republican leading, you wake up and the Democrat has found boxes of thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of ballots, and they've overturned the entire election, and the Democrat has won either the next day, in the middle of the night, Michigan or Wisconsin, and they won 138,000 to zero to win, and 200,000 to zero to win. Or they win 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later past the election day. No Republicans ever done that in history, but Democrats do it. Does that make sense to you?
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden believes he is on track to win the presidency.
And now, after a long night of counting, it's clear that we're winning enough states to to reach 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency.
The former vice president speaking after notching wins in both Michigan and Wisconsin on Wednesday. President Trump is requesting a recount in Wisconsin as the margin of victory is under 1%. North Carolina, another state that has not been officially called for President Trump. He does have a slim lead in the state. North Carolina Republican Party Chairman Michael Wortley expresses optimism regarding that presidential race.
We are here today to celebrate an absolutely fantastic election day. As we said yesterday and last night, it was a great day to be a Republican here in North Carolina.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, if I told you about my podcast, if you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem, and I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw. Now, let me read you word for word what I just got from a Trump senior staffer. Here's where we are. This is from a Trump White House senior staffer. We are confident in the pathway to win. The Democrats are really pushing for all mail-in and late ballots to be counted. That includes legal and illegal ones. The media will be spinning the message that Trump said to stop counting ballots. The truth is we want legal ballots to be counted, not the illegally cast ones, because they shouldn't count if they are not valid. No signature, no postmark, not validated, etc., because too many shady things going on with these. Georgia, we feel confident this is a win. Arizona, 500,000 votes left to count. They are Election Day votes, which usually lean Republican. If we get 60 to 70% of those, we have a win in Arizona. Flip it. Pennsylvania, feel really good. 1.2 to 1.4 million votes left to count statewide. There are three dumps a day. The first was 9:30 in the morning. Next two, 6:30 and 9:30 p.m. We won't know anything about Pennsylvania for sure until after the 9:30 p.m. dump. But Trump's ahead by 584,000 votes. So even if we get 50% of those 1.2 million, we have a win. And 50% is being cautiously optimistic. Wisconsin, this will be a recount situation. Lots of shenanigans going on. The difference is 1%. This is going to be a big fight. Michigan, less than a 3,000 difference in votes. However, the last dump drop of votes counted went 100% for Biden, and we all know that does not make sense statistically, and certainly no one with common sense can say it's legit. Expect more shenanigans and a fight in Michigan. Nevada, narrow pathway to win here because there's a 5K difference, but lots of shady stuff going on. Rules have been changed for ballot harvesting. No postmark, no problem, no signature, no problem. So we need to weed through all of this first. We feel confident the campaign has had legal teams on the ground in battleground states for months. This did not catch us unprepared or by surprise. We just need to hold people accountable and demand fair accounting and reporting. The likelihood for a win for Trump is high. We just need to get through the mess. Trump 2020, stay strong. So they think they have the likely probability to win. Last night I felt the only path to victory was Trump until Democrats cheated and changed it all. I went to bed. Bettors had Trump a 2-to-1 favorite to win. When I woke up, Biden was a 2-to-1 favorite because he had flipped Wisconsin and Michigan. Shocking. Shocking. Do we have John on the line? Okay, we've got John Yu, constitutional scholar, professor of law at UC Berkeley, author of Defender-in-Chief, Trump's Fight for Presidential Power. John, do we have you? Well, I guess not. We'll have to reschedule when he's got a landline. I don't know what the deal is. It just doesn't work to have guests on cell phones, ever. Yet, from now on, if you're listening to me, Andrew, don't book guests on cell phones. Cell phones don't work. They're unreliable. Radio should ban guests with cell phones. I don't know why people don't get that. Because you know what? I don't need to be paying. What do I pay, like $100 a month for a phone line? I have literally a phone on my desk. Who uses a phone anymore? Nobody. You know why I pay $100 a month for a phone on my desk? Just so I can do interviews on radio and TV. Because cell phones are unreliable. No good for interviews. So I don't know why my guests are always on cell phones. You know what? Invest in a landline phone. John Yu is a constitutional scholar who I wanted to get on to talk about Trump's legal options and what's happening on the ground in Pennsylvania and what we can do about Michigan and Wisconsin. And so I guess, you know, hopefully we'll reschedule him. Not for another day. Not for another show. Reschedule him for today. We need to hear from a constitutional law expert what we can do today. I need John Yu back on today. You know, I should be talking about nothing but the election, but I'm so angry at Fox News. I hate you, Fox News. Every person on that show last night was anti-Trump, biased against Trump, hated Trump, greed with envy to Trump, wanted Trump to lose, didn't want to call any state for Trump, wanted to quickly call every state for Biden, had no right to call Arizona for Biden. And here's an article I found. One thing we learned on election night, Fox News hates their audience. It should be clear by now, Fox News hates their audience. Last night's coverage on Fox News was a travesty. I know, I watched it, I was sick. They withheld Florida and Texas for hours until California was called so Trump would never hold the lead. Get it? It was all on purpose. Then Fox and other election outlets refused to call states that would narrow Biden's path. Then on Wednesday, during Rudy Giuliani's press conference in Pennsylvania, Fox News broke in and gave Michigan to Joe Biden. During Rudy's press conference, Fox News hates Trump. Bad, bad, bad people. Rhino corporate Republicans. Bad news. Here's a story in the New York Post. I want to see what they say. How could Joe Biden or Trump still win the presidential election? I want to see if they say what I say. First of all, if Trump holds Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, which he's got leads in all of them, and a big lead in Pennsylvania, if he holds all of them and he flips Arizona, that's it. We win. So the media doesn't tell you that, do they? Does anybody tell you that? Boy, they were quick. Trump's up by 300,000 in Michigan. They refused to give Michigan to Trump all night, all morning. Then Biden goes up by a few thousand votes. They give it to Biden immediately. You don't think the fix is in? It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. Fix is in. And you say, what good would that do? Why would they do that? Why were they late? Because they want Trump to appear to be a bad person. They want Trump to be a loser. They want Trump to be a failure. They want people to think Trump's got to steal the election. They want people to be against Trump, and they want riots in the streets because that'll create everyone will tune into the news. And you'll create riots in the streets because people have believed that Trump lost and he's stealing the election. When in reality, Biden lost and he's stealing the election. It's all in the angle of perception. Let me give you a great example of the angle of perception. If you're a liberal and you hate Wayne Root, you know what you'd say? You'd ignore the fact that every pollster in the country got every poll wrong. They're all frauds. They're all criminals. And they all tried to hand everything to Biden and give him credibility. And he had none. They fixed it. And they were wrong about everything. There was no blue wave. They didn't take over the Senate. We gained seats in the House. Trump won every important state that they listed that Biden was leading. And you'd ignore all of that and say, Wayne Root's the one who got it wrong. He said Trump would win an electoral landslide. Wayne's wrong. No. I said Trump would win states like North Carolina. He is. Georgia, he did. Or appears to. Pennsylvania did, or appears to. Wisconsin, he certainly did last night. Michigan, he did last night. Iowa, he won. The states he really had to win, you cannot win the election. Florida, he won. I was right. They all said he'd lose Florida. Texas, he won, even though they claimed he was losing all night. Georgia, he won, it appears. Is there any state he had to win that he didn't win? He won everything. He ran the table. He did have an electoral landslide. And he was the 8-1 favorite at one point last night. At like 7 o'clock last night, 1 hour after the show ended, he went to an 8-1 favorite. Some place had him at 750 to 100. Some had him at 8-1. It was over. And then all of a sudden, Fox declared Arizona. And they wouldn't declare Texas. They wouldn't declare Florida. They wouldn't declare Ohio. And all of a sudden, the betting dramatically changed and the picture changed. And suddenly, Biden was back in the driver's seat. And if Trump wins Arizona, guess what? Fox News is a fraud. I mean, this is just hilarious. So how could either Joe Biden or Donald Trump still win the election? With just 6 swing states left that have not been declared. This is the New York Post. But it's an afternoon story, not an early morning story. A winner in the presidential race between Trump and Biden has far fewer paths to victory than they came into Election Day with. Each of those swing states has its own set of complex election laws. They've all faced new challenges in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, which upended the election process. How convenient! And led to a nationwide surge in mail-in voting. How convenient! Biden and Trump each have multiple pathways to 270 electoral votes, the number needed to win the presidency. By the way, every battleground poll showed Trump losing Ohio. I said he'd win it, he won it. Every poll showed Trump losing Pennsylvania. I said he'd win it, he won it. They all showed him losing Florida. I said he'd win it, he won it. Phew. The most obvious path for Biden is through the blue wall states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. If Biden could pull out wins in these 3 states, he will have crossed 270 and won the presidency. If the former vice president manages to win Pennsylvania, he will only need either Michigan or Wisconsin to reach the magic number. And of course, since they wrote this, guess what? He's won Michigan and Wisconsin, at least technically for the moment, until the Supreme Court gets involved. Another scenario involves Biden losing Pennsylvania. If that were to happen, the Democrat will need to win Michigan and at least one of the remaining states to capture presidency. If Trump is able to win Pennsylvania, he will have a slightly more uphill battle to reach 270. He will still need to win three others. Well, guess what? Those three others are North Carolina and Georgia and Pennsylvania. There's his three others. If he were to lose the state, and if he flips Arizona, he wins. Excuse me, he has to flip Arizona to win. And it's looking more and more like he will flip Arizona. Now, if he were to lose Pennsylvania, that's a whole different story. Whole different story. Then you can't win. But he was up 700,000 votes last night, and they don't want to count Pennsylvania as a win. It's like a wink and a nod from the Democrat Party. Hey, Fox, we'll make you look good. Don't call any state, because we're going to steal them all in the morning. And you look smart. And several organizations have called Georgia for Trump. And Trump, I don't know that it matters that Trump calls something, but Trump and his family said he's won Pennsylvania. It's over. We call it a win. Well, I don't know if that's the case. Trump's not allowed to call a win. But it sure looks good in Pennsylvania. As a matter of fact, we're going to a quick break. During the break, I'm going to look up all the election results right now in Pennsylvania and Georgia and North Carolina and in Arizona. When we get back, hopefully we can reconnect with John Yoo, the constitutional scholar. I want to hear his thoughts on winning this election in the United States Supreme Court. Massive fraud in Michigan and Pennsylvania, as well as the rest of the country. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Recently, I met John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. They shared with me their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. I've started the program, and I'll share updates with you over the next 88 days. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. And check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Let yours be one of them. Energized Health offers 100% money-back guarantee. They're A-plus rated and have helped thousands over 20 years. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the master class or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get the WAR Action discount. EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share, instead of health insurance. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm a guy who makes a lot of money. Most people in the audience don't make as much money as me. So can you afford health insurance? I know I couldn't. I couldn't pay $2,000 a month. And that was 5 years ago. My guess is now it would be close to $3,000 a month. That would eat up my whole income. $3,000 a month before taxes? That's like spending at least $5,000 a month, maybe six. $5,000 a month, that's $60,000 a year on health insurance. So now I spend, what is my bill? I think it's $399. I think it's $399 for Liberty Health Share, which is an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing. Liberty starts as low as $349 a month. Liberty has programs for singles, couples, families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty is a nonprofit ministry. It's not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org. /WayneRoot. LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them WayneRoot sent you and they will treat you like a VIP. Trump's campaign manager this morning said we are in very, very, very good position to win re-election after early morning vote leads in Wisconsin and Michigan shifted to Biden. We're confident in our pathway. We're confident in our math. We said all along we're viewing some of these races as math equations. If we count legal ballots, the president wins. Well, okay. Let me argue with him a little bit. I get it. But, boy, you better bring this case to the Supreme Court and fast, okay? Because legal, how are you going to prove what's legal and what's not? That's the whole point. The Democrat Party has smeared it all together, and nobody can tell who's legal, who's not. There's no voter ID. There's no way of knowing who's who. They accept any signature. You could put an X. You know, like in the old days, black slaves, they didn't have to write their name. They put an X. That's kind of where we're at now. You put an X, and they let you vote. Doesn't matter if it matches. They have no idea what matches. It's a joke. If you're dead, they let you vote. If you're an illegal alien, they absolutely let you vote. You only speak Spanish. They let you vote. Let's see you prove who the frauds are. Stepien said Trump will likely... Stepien is the campaign manager of Trump, Bill Stepien. He said Trump will likely win Georgia and Pennsylvania, and I think that's true. but also Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where he's trailing Biden. Well, since then, Arizona's back in play. ABC News gave it to Biden. They took it back, and they now say it's in play. And it appears there's enough ballots there, they're hoping, from Republicans, that they're going to win Arizona. That changes the entire outcome of the election. Because right now, my math says 270, 268. Did you hear what I just said? 270 to 268. Biden 270, Trump 268. But if you take the 11 votes of Arizona away from Biden, instead of 270, he's got 259. And you add 11 to Trump, and 268 becomes 279. Trump's the president of the United States. Without Michigan or Wisconsin. But he has to hold Pennsylvania, he has to hold North Carolina, he has to hold Georgia. That's why they're cheating in every state. He says Wisconsin, tight race, within 1%. This is recount territory. Michigan, this turned out to be not true. We believe we know there are outlying Republican counties still left to be counted. We're confident in a pathway that includes Michigan. Well, that didn't happen. They already gave Michigan officially today to Biden. You know, remember, Fox News, Trump's up 300,000. He doesn't get Michigan. Today, Biden's up like 50,000. He gets Michigan. Trump's up 150,000 in Wisconsin all night. He doesn't get Wisconsin. This morning, Biden's up 20,000 in Wisconsin. Give it to Biden. Fox News is just a joke. So there's several pathways to success, but it sure seems like there's really only two that matter, which is you got to win Arizona. You got to flip Arizona, or you got to win here in Nevada, or you got to take it to the Supreme Court. Here's what they're saying in Arizona. In Arizona, this is the campaign manager for Trump, Bill Stepien. In Arizona, we know a final batch of mail-in ballots is being counted. We know these ballots are counted sequentially, meaning that late-arriving votes or ballots cast closest to Election Day are the ones being counted now. We know and expect that about 500,000 votes are left to be counted. And based on the math that we've been seeing as these late-arriving ballots are counted, anywhere from 2/3 to 70% of these votes are coming to the president. That math adds up to a margin of around 30,000 in the president's favor. In Arizona. They think he's going to win Arizona by 30,000 votes. If he does, I just told you, Biden goes from 270 to 259. He's not president. And Trump goes from 268, because right now he's losing 270 to 268 if everything stays the same. But if you flip Arizona, 268 goes to 279. Trump's the president of the United States just with Arizona, without Nevada. Now, the problem with Nevada is, once again, lots of fraud going on. Lots of illegals voting. And my fans tell me that unions were so desperate that they offered free cars and TV sets if you came out and voted for Biden, and free meals and the day off. How is that legal? Isn't that bribery? You're giving contests to vote with cars? Are you out of your mind? I don't know how that's legal. That can't be legal. So they offered that to union members, and new members came out and voted for Biden because they said, I'll try my chance at winning the lottery and getting a new car. There were also major problems. Only Republicans voted yesterday for the most part, and they couldn't vote in many areas around Las Vegas. They told them, go home. The machines aren't working. So how are you going to win Nevada with that kind of fraud going on? I don't know. I don't put much faith in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.